Welcome to a very special program brought to you by Radio Suntec in Germany from the Original Christians in Universal Life. The Original Christians are a community of faith that have come together to learn how to live and work as the original teachings of Jesus of Nazareth intended it. This means that they relate back to the Sermon on the Mount as the very central teaching of the Nazarene and build on it today through the Spirit of the Christ of God, who speaks again through the mouth of a prophet in fulfillment of Jesus of Nazareth's promise that when we were ready, the Spirit of truth would come, who would lead us into all truth. And so today we receive the full horn of plenty in countless spiritual teachings that bring near to us what the Spirit of God wants to tell us, explaining, deepening, and complementing what we received from the Nazarene 2,000 years ago. As many of you may know, a central task of Jesus was his healing mission. And so today the Spirit of the Christ of God brings this healing mission alive again through, among other things, a prayer and healing evening where several hundred participants come together to learn how to pray so that the Spirit of the Christ of God may become effective with and through them for the thousands of conditions of suffering and need the world over, whether of a human, plant, or animal nature. The participants also learn how to open themselves to the healing powers of the Christ of God in accord with the words of Jesus when he said, "Your faith has made you well. Go and sin henceforth no more." For this, the participants are guided by the prophetess of God, and we are privileged to bring to you the deep words of wisdom and teaching in this special program entitled Christ Heals. We will be listening to some music to prepare ourselves for this special program, if you so wish, by opening our hearts and minds to the clear and simple words of wisdom by the voice of the heart. Jesus never went to church. People pray. When we let these words fall deep into our hearts, then we can feel that we don't need a church, that we don't need any cathedrals. We ourselves, every single one of us, should be the temple of the Holy Spirit, for the great Spirit, the Spirit of our eternal Father, dwells in the very basis of our soul and knocks at our heart at every moment. Every pulse beat of our heart is the knocking of God in us. How often do we pray the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed is your name. Your kingdom come, your will is done, on earth as it is in heaven. So who is this great God, the Spirit in us? It is the Father who loves us. It is the unending love that created us as beings of light. It is the love that is knocking at the heart of each one of us. It is the Spirit of our Father who is calling us. My child, I see you in my light. Come back. Change your ways. Turn to the great light that I am in you. Let go of all the thoughts that are all too human and which stand between us.
Erkenne dich als das Licht in mir.
Recognize yourself as the light in me, for I am the love. Thus speaks and knocks the great spirit in us. The love, the kindness, the mercy. He calls us to again become his love. He calls us to make peace with our neighbor and to keep peace. He calls us to become drops of life for his Son, Christ, our Redeemer, is building a new heaven and is creating a new earth. He calls us to become drops of love, of kindness and mercy, drops that unite and rain down into this world. For in this cruel and terrible world, there are still many who are calling for God. There are still many people who are longing for God. And so each one of us is called to become a drop of kindness, of love. As long as we are not drops of love, of kindness and mercy, we also cannot pray for his will, for his wisdom, greatness and love, for the prayers which we ourselves actualize are the drops. And the more drops that collect and rain down into this world, the more can the Lord, who dwells in us, extend the bread of life to still many. And so many a one will find the way to the Eternal who is knocking at every heart. And so he calls us to become drops. But how can we become drops of love and kindness? By thinking of our fellow man. By thinking of nature and of the animals. So how can we help our neighbor? How can we help the Mother Earth? Only when drops of love and of kindness fall, drops falling from our heart. When we are ready to ask our neighbor for forgiveness, when we are ready to forgive our neighbor, then we begin to love God and our prayers become prayers of love, prayers of thankfulness, prayers that join together into drops and bring salvation and love to the people. Drops that feel what the Mother Earth needs. Drops that create a new world, a world of peace. It is not the others out there who are called. We are all called, every single one of us, to become drops of love and of kindness, drops of mercy, so that nature can breathe a sigh of relief and willing people find the way.
In der Welt herrscht das Chaos.
Chaos prevails in the world. And this chaos is absorbed by the earth, but the earth orients itself to Christ. For a new heaven and a new earth shall emerge. Where are the drops? Where are the drops of love, of kindness and mercy? We are them. And so I call into our hearts, carry the drops of love, of kindness, of peace and of mercy into your families. Carry God's drops of love, of peace and of mercy into your communities. Carry love, kindness, peace and mercy to your workplace. Share what you pray for with your heart, and you will feel God our Father, and you will touch many a person and bring him the blessing power of the drop which he needs in order to draw hope again, so that the faith awaken in the power of love. Our Father, where is he, the Father? He is in us. Do not turn away from him. Turn back. Turn toward him and take your neighbor with you in your heart by practicing mercy. Take the Mother Earth with you by seeing what she needs. Take the plants and the animals with you in your heart and in prayer. Yes, pray. Pray to him with all your heart, for God is in us. A prayer of love is a prayer of peace. A prayer of love helps us as well to awaken and to love him. For the one who does not love his neighbor does not love God either. And so the first step is, do we love our neighbor? In this awareness, we should go into a deep prayer. In this awareness that God, the Spirit of our Father, is in us, we should pray into our hearts, into the center of the love of the Christ of God. And when thoughts come, when pictures rise into our consciousness, and when there are people in these pictures whom we should forgive, whom we should ask for forgiveness, we do this in prayer and keep peace with them. And then we grow closer to God in us. And our Lord's Prayer becomes the consciousness of our prayer. And then we feel how the kingdom opens in us, the kingdom of peace. And we are drops of love, of kindness and mercy that join together into a great power and that rains down into this sad and restless world.
Tropfen, die Retter sind.
Drops Tropfen, die that Frieden rescue.
Tropfen, die Hoffnung bringen.
Drops Tropfen, that bring Leiden. Peace.
Tropfen,
drops that bring
Christus
hope.
Gottes in die Herzen tragen.
Drops that Tropfen, bring faith.
Die Mutter Erde
drops that bear the salvation of the Christ of God in their hearts.
Die Tiere benötigen.
Drops that nourish the Mother Earth, giving her hope.
Zu allen Menschen, zu
drops that are needed by the animals. For the great unity is the love to all people, to every creature, to every plant, to every stone.
Dann erwacht in uns.
Then this cosmic power awakens in us.
Unsere Augen werden lichter.
Our eyes are filled with light and see further. Our senses become finer and we feel that the Eternal Father is active in us.
Dass wir Wesen aus seinem Geiste sind.
We feel that we are beings from His Spirit who have turned away from Him, but now turn toward Him, toward He who knocks at our hearts. Every heartbeat is a knocking of the Father in us, in His child, in His daughter, in His son.
Jeder Atemzug,
every breath that is drawn is His life.
Ist seine Liebe. Wir sind durch
in every breath is His love.
Lasst uns zum Tempel.
We are respirated by His Spirit. Let us become the temple of the Spirit. This temple can be a mighty drop of love, of kindness, and of mercy. Together, let us go into a quiet prayer. Each one prays for himself alone. And each one remembers that every heartbeat is the call of the Father. My son, my daughter, hear me. Be the temple of my love.
Sei ein Tropfen.
Cleanse the temple and let me work through you.
Sei der Tropfen.
Be a drop in this cruel dark world. Be a drop of kindness and mercy.
Im Gebet erleben wir.
In prayer, we experience what lies between God and us, the human being. And if we clear this up with His help, with His Spirit in us, and no longer do the same or similar thing, then we are listening to His knocking. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed is Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will is done. May His will awaken in our prayers. Let us turn to the center of the Christ of God. Let us not look for or struggle for prayer words. Our soul is open, and we let it pray. And we people are alert to what it has to say in prayer. When we pray at home in our quiet chamber, always remember the drop of love, of kindness and of mercy. Always remember that many people are waiting for these drops, that the nature kingdom is longing for them. Every little animal is calling for these drops of life. They are our gain and the gain for the many who absorb these drops. This drop of life helps us to think away from ourselves. This drop of life fills the prayers for our fellow man, fills the prayers for the Mother Earth, for its animals, plants, and minerals. This drop of life that we will become is a mighty gain for ourselves and for the many who are seeking in despair.